Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, first Monday in May, and we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? And for quite some time, we've been talking about our purpose as believers, as new beings, new creatures in Christ. But we also want to talk about and take into consideration God's purpose. What is God's purpose now? In other series, we've talked about different ages and how, from our perspective, we see God's purposes according to a particular age or time. And they're basically, his purposes can be summed up in his nature. He does what he is. If we misunderstand his character, for instance, if we think he's legalistic and judgmental, we will easily misinterpret his actions in our lives. Now, the best way to really comprehend his character, rather than just by learning about it or from our own perspective studying and researching and we all have history. This is what we've learned about him. But if we want to know his character now, we have to experience a relationship, an ongoing, living, present tense relationship with him. This is, again, reinforces our priority of spending time with him and letting him spend time with us. Did you know that? God wants to spend time with you. Not just be there when you've got a problem, but he wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to flow through you, spirit, soul, and body. In the big scheme of things, you are his purpose. He can change what's going on this earth in a thought. A good example of this, let's go back to when Jesus was hanging on the cross. Now, Jesus was fully joined to his Father. And we think of the temptation as the night before, when he asked his Father to take this cup from him. He knew what was coming. But as he was hanging there, dying that terrible death, and bearing the weight for all of us, the weight of sin, all he had to do was think a thought, and it would have all been over. All he had to do was think that thought, and the earth would no longer exist. It could have all been so much easier for him he had the full power and control available to him, in him. And yet, that's the restraint that he exercised to keep from even thinking those thoughts. And how was he able to do that? Because he knew his father by experience, not by teaching, not by history, by experience. He knew he could count on his father. We think that he knew everything that was going on, but he was in all ways tempted as we are. And that couldn't have been true if he had all knowledge. We're talking about in his walk here on this earth, fully man, spirit, soul, and body. In his spirit, of course, he knew everything. But in his soul, he only knew what was being revealed to him. So just as we do, faith is by experience. It's not by knowledge, not by understanding, not by hope. We really just need to toss out that word hope. It's been so marred. It's become so emotional. But experiencing God, when he asks us to do something, we do it. And we bear the consequences through relying on his strength in and to us. So what is God's purpose now? The more we can see things from his perspective and understand his character, his nature, the more we are able to keep in perspective and focus our own purpose, the projects he assigns us. We don't get caught up in the distractions of religion, the distractions of peer pressure. We join in God in what he's doing now. God does what God is. For many of us, when we consider what his purpose is, what he's getting out of our time here on this earth, we are drawn into large-scale events, like what is the Lord doing in terms of end-time events or the preaching of the gospel to all nations. But for our purposes here during this series, we want to look at what his purpose is in relationship to each one of us as an individual. We will not be able to get a grasp of what he is doing on a large scale until we can relate to him on a personal scale. God does what God is, and what God is his nature, his character. Now, through these series, we've already looked at some of his characteristics, that he's holy, he's eternal, he's creative. But he not only has these characteristics, but is, by his nature, sharing them with his creation. The fundamental, overarching strength of his character is giving. that's what he created us for, Adam and Eve, this earth, to receive what he gives, to share. He wants to share who he is and what he is, and he's simply making us able to receive that. So God gives himself. His fundamental purpose now is to give himself. To give himself to us and through us. Since this is his nature, it will not change. Receiving what he wants to give is something we need to get used to. We need to get real good at receiving from God. Isn't that an amazing thought? That if that's what God's primary nature is, and that's what his primary function and purpose and goal and desire is to give himself to you. Doesn't it only stand to reason that that should be our goal as well, and our primary focus, to be able to receive from him? Not to get from him. Not to control or interpret or understand, but simply to receive from him. If we spent any near the amount of time we spend on all our other religious and church activities, on simply being available to receive from him, what freedom and rest and healing we'd experience. That's his goal. That's his purpose for you now. So let's not only get used to it, let's embrace that that's our purpose, part of our purpose as well, is to receive everything he is now. In many respects, from our perspective, this giving is evidenced by his meeting our needs, our God-given needs, for unconditional love, acceptance, and individual value. There is no limit to his meeting of those needs. And he shows no distinction or partiality in the way that he meets them. In other words, he doesn't meet your need for unconditional love more than he meets your need for unconditional acceptance. Or your need, your God-given need, for individual significance. The more you know him, and the more you are receiving of him, the more you will acknowledge your uniqueness. The more you are consumed in him, the freer to be that individual that he created you to be, you become. It's not a matter of being swallowed up in the ocean, but valued for being the unique grain of sand. You don't meld into everyone else, or him, or a sameness, but the unique qualities and characteristics and history and personality that God created you to be. That is perfected and completed, spirit, soul, and body, in you. That's your process. love without acceptance is meaningless. Just as acceptance without the recognition of any person's, your individuality, is meaningless. We must be receiving from him on all levels to be filled, to have those needs met. We don't get to pick and choose. We don't get to decide, well, God, I'll accept your love, but because I don't like myself, I'm not going to accept that you like me as I am. Oh, God, if you only knew what was inside my heart of the things I've done, you wouldn't think that. Wow, do we really think he didn't know? The more we know him as he is now, the more we are free to embrace ourselves as we are now. The more tightly we hold those things we are fearful of and try to hide them, and we all have something that we're trying to hide from God, whether we know it or not, the tighter we cling to that, the more we protect our wounds, not just from getting hurt, but also from getting healed. You know, we want everything in our life to be all nice and neat and tidy. And yet, I love that phrase in the Bible that sums up church life, life in God, life in the Spirit, learning to know him, is where the stall is clean, there is no ox. So if you want things to be nice and neat and trim and clean and controlled, there is no life. There is no activity. In other words, you're going to make mistakes. Embrace that. Learn from them. Enjoy them. Oh my gosh, enjoy mistakes? Absolutely. You learn more from your mistakes than from doing it right. You know, think about your life. What would it be like if you did it right the first time, whatever it is? You'd never know how to pick yourself up. You'd never know how to depend on God for strength, for encouragement, for direction, for motivation. You'd never know your own characteristics, your own capabilities. And you'd be ill-equipped to rule and reign here on this earth. So the basic essential of God's purpose now is that he gives himself. God also reveals himself. He makes himself known to us. This is one of the ways God gives himself to us and through us. It's by revealing himself to us and through us. Each of us needs to have our soulical, and yes, even our physical senses, tuned to his wavelength. Just like on a radio dial, you have to sometimes fine-tune things to get a good reception, because we want to hear him clearly. So we can recognize him and learn to know him on his terms now. though he often manifests himself to our natural senses. And he enjoys doing that. He enjoys making himself known to our natural senses. He is always manifesting himself or revealing himself spiritually in the spirit realm. His spirit to our spirit. And he desires to make himself known, to manifest himself, to reveal himself more and more clearly on the supernatural level in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. On our part, this requires ears that hear and eyes that see. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. But the audience he was speaking to, they all had physical ears. But so many, their soulical hearing, they just couldn't hear. They couldn't hear the good news that was being spoken and expressed and revealed right in front of them. So they couldn't partake. They received of the miracles he did and of the good news he shared. But they didn't hear. They weren't changed. They didn't receive in their soul. They were stirred up, but not satisfied. We have that opportunity now to pursue him and have our senses quickened, so that we don't insist that he only reveal himself to our natural senses. Now, this is why we so often resort to, you know, well, God, if it was really you, this will happen. Everything will line up. Or we throw out fleeces. If it's really you, then all the financing will come together. Or if I'm really supposed to move to this state, I'll get a job offer in that state. Things like that that happen in the physical realm. God wants us to move on. And we'll talk about fleecing at some other time. It's not at all what most of us have been taught. But none of us can possibly have any idea the degree to which he wants to make himself known. What he has in store for us now, and what you are right now experiencing in the spirit realm. But as we become good receivers, as we are fine-tuned, this is something that all we have to do is make ourselves available to God. And those places where our hearing, our soulical hearing, our ears are plugged up, he cleans them out. And those areas where we have a filter over our eyes, he removes the veil. And he clarifies our vision, our soulical vision. And we have soulical supernatural senses that you and I don't even know about. They transcend time. They transcend this earth. There is so much more that we can experience that words cannot express. You see, some of the phrases and terminology that people in the past have experienced wonderful supernatural experiences, and they just don't have the words to express what they're experiencing. So they try to come up with descriptions with their limited terminology, and of course then it's all translated. But the whole idea of, you know, the wheel within a wheel, and the seven heads and the crowns and all this different imagery that's trying to relate to us what we don't have language for. But God wants to give us His language, His eyes, His ears, His voice to express accurately to and through us. He changes you. You make yourself available. How simple is that? And yet clearly it's not easy. We want to have control. We want to get credit. We want to earn a living. We want to make it a vocation. We want to be called out as someone who knows God. Yet, if our fascination is for knowing Him, that oneness with Him is the only thing that will satisfy. To know Him is to want to know Him more. That's that thirst. You know, we are to be the salt of the world. What does salt do? It makes you thirsty. Are we thirsty for God? If we aren't, how can others be? And when it comes right down to it, don't worry about others. Don't worry about what God is going to do in your family, in the world. It's really none of your business. You be about your Father's business. Now, there may be times when He will assign you a project that is a person and give you instructions in what to do for that person or with that person. They may or may not know about it. But we certainly need to learn discretion and discipline and how to keep our mouths shut. You know, we feel if God tells us to be praying for someone, that we should let them know, God's told me to be praying for you. Yeah, we're getting nitpicky. Because God's being very specific about pouring out and into us stewardship here on this earth, sonship, ruling and reigning. His kingdom is here already. We are either abiding in it with full knowledge, or we are double-minded. And we are trying to live not only as a son in the spirit, but as a forgiven sinner in our soul and time-bound in our body. Waiting for whatever God's going to do next, or heaven, or whatever, just to occupy, to get through this life. But this life does not end, and then all your problems end. You're changed with every blink of your eye. Are you changed a little or a lot? I want to be changed a lot. I want to get as much out of this life as possible. More than that. But it's simple. It's not easy because it goes against everything our flesh wants. Control. Give God the control. As we become trustworthy and pursue Him, we will come to a place where whatever He is doing or saying, He can share it with us. Lord, we ask you now to just give us a hunger and a thirst for you that cannot be satisfied by anything but you. And we thank you in advance. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. We'll be getting back together again at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.